Welcome to the Character Collective podcast, where writers talk about words and how hard they are, and our characters drop by and wreak absolute havoc. Come for the writing, stay for the stupid.
Welcome, welcome. We're so glad you stopped by to come and have some fun with us. Go grab a drink, lock up the kids, sit down and enjoy. We have new episodes coming out every Wednesday, so favourite, like, follow, subscribe, and don't forget to share with all your writer and reader friends. Go do all the things. Right, let's do this.
Hello.
Hello, everybody. Zoom can eat a dick.
And those who cannot.
Did it upgrade? Because you took a long time to get in.
No, that was just me dallying.
Oh, okay.
It was all me.
I was playing Pokemon while I was waiting. It's fine. I'm not sitting on a gym anymore, so that sucks. Now I actually have to leave the house to get anything. Poop.
I don't like that.
No.
That suggestion, all of that sounds terrible.
I mean, no, it's good. Leaving the house is good, especially since It feels like old.
It is.
What?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Leaving the house. Convincing myself that leaving the house is good for people.
Leaving the house is good when it smells like old people.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah.
See, I worked for like 8 years in like aged care, so I'm immune.
Yeah.
I got immunity for that shit.
Yeah. Fair call. Okay, I should stop playing Pokemon.
Yep. You're doing me. You're doing the thing that I do.
What? Yeah. I was doing you. I'm not doing you, but, you know, not my style.
No. Vibe.
Sorry, love you, but yeah, no.
Samesies. That means that some days it's samesies to my husband. So, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? Goes on a whim.
Well, your husband's like, one day it's like, you're my vibe today. And this day, yeah, you're not so much my vibe.
In the other 355 days.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's like, what is my vibe? Eh?
Yeah.
What we have movement? Eh?
Well, it was interesting on a Medium article that I did, like a conversation came up and it went in that direction. Or actually, no, I don't think it was my article. I think I commented on somebody else's and then a conversation started with a bunch of other people. But it was along the lines of like attraction and you know about you know whether kind of I think started with along those lines of like you know if you're attracted to a trans man what does that mean and blah 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 and it's like I've done an article on that before where you know making an assumption about a trans masculine or trans feminine person's body, like you can't say I am or I'm not attracted to a trans person or I can't or cannot be attracted to a trans person because like that's not possible because there's so many variations of like you know the body and whatnot and what you're basically saying is I'm only attracted to the body but I'm not even fucking going to you know spend my time working out. If you've got the body parts that I'm attracted to, like there's so many fucking layers on that. So many.
Does it have bits or pieces? Let's go straight to the.
Yeah, that's it. Neither. Like, what about intersex people? Let's, you know, there's a whole thing. And I actually brought that up in the conversation because we were talking about like different styles of attraction and whatnot. And like the sexual attraction and the genital attraction and preference. And I was like, I said to one of them, I was like, dude, I was with a dude one time that had a tiny, tiny dick. It was tiny. And, like, I had the conversation with him. He knew it was tiny. It wasn't like he was like, oh no, I'm going to go and, you know, do something.
He's tiny at all. Yeah.
He's like, my dick's small, right? I'm like, well, yeah. Whatever.
You know what you're working with. It's good.
Yeah, that's it. He was an awesome dude. And he's probably intersexed if you look at it. I wouldn't be surprised, like, if I look at the whole everything that was going on there. But like I said, it's kind of not all that different. Like if you have a trans man that's got bottom growth or has had metoidioplasty, it's really no different than being like with a dude. Well, it's not that much different than being with a dude that's got, you know, a micro dick, micro penis. Yeah. So that had a whole conversation going around it. And I kind of like realized that a lot of people were talking about attraction as like an overall thing, whereas attraction can be broken down into sexual attraction, aesthetic attraction, romantic attraction. Like there's so many layers to it, yeah. Which did my head in a little bit for reasons, because it made me go, wait. okay. Saw some stuff. But yeah, I can't remember where we started. Oh, yeah. So there's a whole conversation about that going on. And like, I think some people got it, some people didn't. And I'm like, well, you only see the stuff that you're ready to understand, I guess. So yeah, that's a thing. Anyway, why'd we go there?
We were joking around about.
Oh, yeah. Why your husband? my vibe, I have realized, is definitely aesthetic attraction, and romantic attraction.
Yep.
But yeah, kind of like I like the aesthetics of male parts, but I don't really care. Like I don't want to do anything with any of them, so. Fine.
Yeah.
Except for like play fucking, you know, car driver and change gears with it.
That's ring fun. Toss.
Yeah.
Huh? Ring toss.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. I want to play games with it. It's fun for games. The other thing, it's really only for hide and seek, so anywho, let's stop talking about body parts.
Uh-huh.
What were we going to talk about today?
We were going to talk about TikTok.
We're going to do the TikTok?
Well,
you can put out whatever we talk about because I have nothing in front of me because I am raw off a move.
Yeah. You haven't even unpacked where I was like, let's do a thing.
Yeah.
Like, I better do it because they'll be dead for the next 6 weeks.
Yes. Yeah. And that's why I'm like jumped in there. Like, I had to open my suitcase to get my fucking microphone out. I had to open my like electronics pack to get the cord out. I had to go and like join, like connect to the internet on my phone and my computer. My suitcase is open and has had the microphone removed.
And is soon to having a cat inserted into itself.
Yeah, probably. Oh, and I did also take out pants because I didn't want to be wearing my jeans anymore. So I did do that.
That's fair.
Yes.
It's a good impulse.
But apart from that, and I got coffee.
Coffee, yes.
Yes. But this is Tanneman's having issues. you know how I had that thing of cleanliness?
Mm-hmm.
I realized that was never me. That was always Tanneman. And so was the running. So when a lot of the traits that I attributed to Kai Parker at the start were just Tanny.
Makes sense.
I get it now. Yeah, it does. It does. I get it now. So yeah, he's been cleaning. He got here. Like we've been here 5 minutes. He cleaned before he put the milk away.
Yeah.
It's just he looked at the tap and the tap, like it's chrome, but it was like, you know when you see a chrome tap and it's just like that looks like it hasn't been cleaned in like years and I just want to clean it and I had to because I had magic. I had the magic eraser so I knew it would take like be a 5 minute job if that it wasn't even. So I had to.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Especially if you got the stuff like right there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, like he's a little obsessed, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, but that's okay.
He was the one that cleaned for you. Like he was the one that was helping you. It was never Kai. It was never me. It was always him. I just didn't know it at the time.
Well, that's cool. That's good knowledge to know.
Mm.
Yeah.
It is. It is. But he has a lot of trouble, like, not now, which is weird.
I can understand that.
Huh?
Just pump on the brakes on.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, but it's Tannerman, man. You know Tannerman. He doesn't have brakes.
There are no brakes, yeah.
Anywho, okay. So.
I don't even brake for death. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Just like someone scrawled in a t-shirt. Just
I mean, why do you think he was teaching fucking Henley to run faster? It's like, catch up, you do, because I'm not waiting for you.
You know that thing where you like, you get a bleach pen and you write on a black t-shirt?
Yeah.
And then you leave it in the sun?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can just see someone have made him just that t-shirt. Like, with the
fuck yeah. It's brilliant. I love it. I love that so much. Anyway, so I'm not too sure why he's making clean instead of editing, but hey, whatevs. Okay.
I mean, yeah. You're into what you're into.
Right? So pick your battles, dude.
Yeah,
so,
it's not editing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
TikTok, yeah. What?
TikTok. So, I am entering the world of social media and being not a public figure in that sort of pure understanding of that word, but sorry, my phone has just decided to go off.
Mm-hmm.
Let me shut that up because I don't know who that is from.
No.
Nope. I'm sure it's someone trying to get a job interview, but y'all can wait.
Yeah.
Like I should.
Priorities, man.
Priorities. Excuse me. So the point that I'm at in my author journey at the moment is basically looking at newsletters. It is looking at emails, social media, all that fun, putting yourself out there stuff.
Yep.
Yes. Which, yeah, I understand.
Yep.
100% that vibe. So that's a fun learning curve that's happening at the moment. And I've sort of done a bit of a stock take. It's sort of like, can you imagine like someone going in an actual physical store going, all right, I'm going to do a stock take. I will be back in 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then walks out and goes, one.
Yep.
Cool. That's how much I basically came to when I was trying to stock take, how much and what I have to offer.
Okay.
Well, I was like, oh, shouldn't we have like a warehouse full of stuff?
Yeah.
Not just like this tiny little box. Like,
and I'm like, I can't focus or concentrate until that stops. That there's a landline. There's a landline. Oh, for fuck's sake, there's a landline.
Oh,
God. And it's calling, and I've only been here an hour. Like, not even.
Unplug the phone.
Okay, it stopped. Like, seriously, as soon as that started, I couldn't hear a word you said, man.
That's fair. I wonder if it's the same person that tried to call my mobile.
Fucking sons of bitches. Okay, so what did you say?
They're like, I'm going to get you. Oh, actually, sorry. I just looked up phone number. I know whose phone number that is.
Okay. Cool.
That's actually the job I do want. So that's all good.
Do you
want
to pause?
No, I'm going to see if she leaves a message.
Okay.
So, yeah. Okay.
So what did you say? Because like I said, I didn't hear a word.
Yeah, no, it's okay. So yes, basically that whole thing of doing a stock take of like myself and like, okay, what am I, who am I, what are my angles, that sort of stuff, and coming up with like a circle. I don't have any angles.
No, so, I'm into that jive. I actually get that 100%. Because it's, remember when I had the therapy session with Louis, and he's like, you know, finding something outside of writing. And then last week I said to him, so remember when you said that? It's like, yeah. I'm like, so there is nothing. And basically if anything happened and I was not able to write, I would spend all day watching Netflix. I would be watching other people's characters and that is it. Like, there is nothing else. So, no. So I get you. I feel you.
No, that's fair. I'm going to check my emails.
Okay.
I got an email instead of a voice message, so that's fine.
All right. Do you need to do anything now, like, because we can
start? I do not need to call them back, no.
Okay. All right, cool.
So.
Yes.
I have nothing to offer people is where I'm at.
I want to, like, my natural instinct is be like, you have so much to offer people, but I can't say that when I feel the same way about myself.
Yeah.
So we're not going to be able to help each other here.
No. And full transparency for everyone just listening, I just got turned down for a job I really wanted. So.
Ah, fuck.
That's annoying. Dude. That's okay.
Dude.
That's fine.
The one with the spunk, because I don't want to say the actual what they'll call.
Yes, that place.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly right.
Yep. Damn.
The perfect job.
Yeah.
That's okay. Learning curve.
Yep. It wasn't perfect. The universe is like, it's not perfect. There's something better coming.
Yeah. It was a learning. It was learning though. So that's.
Yeah. Cool. You did a thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So. Right.
So I recommend that we don't look at what can we offer.
No.
We just look at TikTok. Let's make it generic for a moment and then fill in the gaps later.
Yeah, and I do want to round back onto the concept of cheating that is so stuck in my mind. Yeah. Because I had that happen again today where I had an idea. And I was talking to someone and they were really excited about it.
Yeah.
You know, hello, neurodivergent people.
Yep.
And then I was like, I couldn't do that because X person does something similar.
What? Okay, yeah. That's extreme levels. Like I got the whole not, you know, copy and pasting and then adjusting, but not doing something that someone does that's similar, you're not going to be able to do anything ever.
Yeah. Welcome to my life.
Right.
Yeah.
When's therapy?
Saturday.
Awesome.
Not soon enough.
Write that one down.
Yeah.
Because fuck. That's intense. Where did that come from? Like, if you just trust your instincts, where did that come from?
I don't know.
Mm.
Everything's shut down behind the front.
That's the thing that I say when I say to Louis, when I'm like, it's all gone. Like just blank, pulling a blank. Cause he's like pushed me up against a wall of like, my brain doesn't want to look at that.
Yeah. No, it's a little shop in Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
The screen's down. Someone's shut the roller door.
Yep.
There's graffiti in the front of it. We're not touching that.
Yeah.
We're not
going. Ask me something else because we can't go in the front door.
Yeah, we're not going. We're not going in there right now. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But so TikTok. So what have we? Okay, I am actually super proud of myself because I'm finding it really difficult to read books.
Yep.
And I find it extremely difficult to read textbooks.
Yep.
Or nonfiction. Yeah.
With you on that one.
Because they're either I'm not getting anything from them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's probably the main summary. I don't feel like I'm getting anything from them.
Okay.
Because I'm like reading and then I'm like, as soon as I shut a page, it's gone.
Yeah.
It's in the past. I don't have. And because school was always based on short-term memory.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Learning.
Yep.
Remember enough to pass the exam.
Yep.
And then you don't have to remember it ever again.
Yep.
So because of the years of that training,
yeah,
when I would read a nonfiction book, I would like read it and just skim through it and not take any of it in,
yeah,
and just keep going,
just take what you need for the essay or for the exam.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But if I want to read something that I want to read for me, no other reason but then, you know, maybe someone mentioned it in a podcast and I'm like, oh, that actually does sound kind of cool.
Yeah,
you know, I didn't get it and I want to read it.
Yeah.
I've never successfully been able to do that until recently.
Yeah.
And that is because I've begun annotating my books.
Ah, okay.
So I switched my brain into, wait, I can write on my own books, which is still weird, still very weird to me. But I'm like, I'm using pen because I'm just like, well, no, I'm not going to use pencil.
Yeah.
I'll use pen.
Yeah.
I've got like highlighters and like little tags for different, you know, things. And I am like 3/4 through this book that is, I think it's like a 180-page nonfiction.
Mm.
And, like, I've been going through, and every time I have a thought,
yeah,
like, from as simple as, you know, there was a chapter title about a call center worker.
Yeah.
And I just put a circle around it and highlighted it and read, lol, totes, you know, this place we used to work, like, through to, like, parts where I've highlighted and then written notes in the margins of, like, stuff I want to try and implement or things I want to look up.
Yeah.
And that's all, like, you know, I've gone, you know, extra and color-coded, like, okay, well, this is stuff I can do. This color is stuff I want to look up. Mm-hmm. This is specifically autistic and ADHD related. Mm-hmm. And this other color is for, like, article fodder.
Nice.
But by interacting with the text, like, it's actually, like, I'm not saying it's sticking in the way that I can, like, memorize the book or anything, but I'm getting through it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I am trying to read it, not trying to see what I can get out of it, but how I can use it.
Yeah.
That's the point of people writing nonfiction books.
Well, wait, what's the difference between getting something out of it and using it? Like, what's that distinction for you?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's the mindset I go into it with.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm like going into it going, what am I going to get out of this?
Mm-hmm.
I think something specific about that phrase that I don't know.
Right. Okay. So it's not, so the answer to that question for you, I'm just throwing this out there as an idea. So the answer to that question for you isn't knowledge or information. The answer would be like that you're looking for it, or that your, you know, old brain, childhood brain or whatever is looking for is the degree, like the bigger picture.
Mm. Yeah. I'm not going in for specific stuff.
Yeah.
But I am looking at what I can do with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the end goal?
Yeah. So, yeah. It reframing it from what am I getting out of it?
Yeah.
To what can I do with it?
Yeah.
Like that reframing.
Yeah.
Is less, I don't know. But it's all
language, because words mean, like, words mean to you whatever they mean to you. Like, words to me and to you can mean completely different things, like, because of the meaning that we've attached to them. So for me, those two phrases, like, that's why I asked what the distinction was, because for me, there is no distinction. Like, so when you said that, it's a very clear distinction. It's okay, well, what meaning has been attributed to that? Because one's obviously good and one's obviously bad. It's like, you know, there's been a lot of times where we've like been like, oh, I don't like that word. Let's use another word. It's the same shit.
Yeah. I think for me, the thought of like getting, what am I getting out of it? Means that I'm not putting in any work. Like I'm expecting there to be something given to me.
Huh. That's interesting.
What can I do with it? Is these are things that are here.
Yeah.
These and I can tools. Do stuff or I cannot. They're neutral.
Right. So it's
they're just there.
What am I taking as opposed to how am I using this as a tool to do something?
Yeah, I think they like the getting, like what am I getting out of this book?
Yeah.
Like is not the point.
Yeah.
Like because that is like this book is here to give me things.
Yeah.
Its job is to do it.
Yeah.
And I think misplacing the responsibility.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. No, that makes sense.
Yeah. Because I'm like, well, the book, it was the book's fault that it didn't work.
Ooh, okay. No, that makes complete sense when you put it in that way. Yeah. I get you now. 100%.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So I think just being aware of the responsibility, like, you know, that whole thing of like, you know, take people are going to take from your books what they want.
Yeah.
Like I was always saying that as well.
Mm, yeah.
But never putting that from my angle into awareness.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Because it's that whole death of the author, but it's like, no, you're supposed to give me something. It's like, no, the author's dead, man.
Yeah.
They can't give you.
I think it is that whole association with nonfiction books and like school textbooks.
Mm-hmm.
Of like, it is your job to teach me things.
Yeah.
That is literally
your job. I mean, that's what we're told. That's the thing. Like, as kids at school, like, yeah. I don't know if it was the same here as it was in New South Wales, but it was literally like, here's the textbook. This is everything. Basically, yeah, everything study the textbook and you know stuff.
Yeah. Everything that you're going to need to know is in this book.
Yeah. It's like, wow, that's a pretty amazing book. And it's like, but this book is so boring and I don't want to learn. Like, it's all shit. I don't want to learn any of this.
Yeah.
I don't care about any of this.
Learning, it was all just, remembering.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like exams. Like, I still don't know why uni has exams, which is just testing memory and retention.
Yeah.
Like, no, psychology exams do my nuts when they like that. I'm like, what? Why? Everything that you teach is... so opposed to doing an exam like this.
do an exam essay on how terrible of a
right? assessment yeah.
things are. See yeah. how they mark.
Right. Gotcha. Oh, not anymore. I finished uni. Yeah.
Yay. Same.
Uni for me. Fuck yeah. Anyway, so how does that come back to TikTok? Because you were mentioning about the annotation.
Yeah. Yeah. Annotating is, yes. So that's big on like BookTok at the moment.
Yep.
People are doing like just full like annotating videos like on YouTube.
Yeah.
They might do like 20 minutes of just real time. You just see their hands and their book and just them going through and circling. It's really popular doing it with fiction.
Yep.
So I'm seeing a lot of people do fiction books where they're like, pink is for like lovey-dovey shit.
Doing like blue. the semiotics and stuff.
Yeah. Or even just like this color is for what gives me the feels.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
You know, and they're like.
Oh, so not analyzing what pink means. You mean using a pink.
No, color. It's literally right, gotcha. Just.
I thought you meant analyzing like what pink means in this scene.
No. Other way around. The color that they're using for highlighting. And, you know, there are a lot of videos where it's. You know, the aesthetic, like they're like, okay, this is the cover and here is my thousands of colored tabs. Let's match the colors, you know, let's pick five that match the colors of the cover. And it's that thing that I do not have the capacity to do.
Yeah, right. So
I will be intentionally doing it messy.
Yeah.
I will be intentionally having ones going, I know these don't match. I don't care.
Yeah.
They're not. That's not the point.
But, I mean, that comes back to, like, one of the things that is you that you want to, like, bring through, and that is, like, doing the neurodivergent version of it.
Exactly. I have this many spoons.
Mm-hmm. Like, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to have the perfect background, the perfect setup. I'm not having – and I'm just straight up saying I'm not having a separate fucking space for this shit.
Right.
Like, I do not, as a person with a family in a house –
mm-hmm.
Not want a separate space where I have to be like, oh, that's my podcast, that's my section, and this is here, you can't touch that. No, because you know how good my kid is at not touching things where I now tell him not to touch them.
Yeah,
not great, you know. especially if you think he's helping. So you know, it's not worth it. It's not worth the expenditure.
Yeah,
and it's not worth the ongoing. Energy that it would take.
No, and there's stress. Like, I feel like the more you have to think about something, the more stressful it is. And that sounds like there would be a lot of thinking involved.
Yeah, a lot of planning.
Yeah.
And the more
planning, just constant, like.
Yeah, constantly planning and doing.
Ill.
Yeah. It's this constant rotation of things.
Yeah.
Like, I've got the colors I've got.
Yeah.
That's fine. And I didn't, like, you know, some of these BookTok ones, they sit there and they're like, yeah, pink is for sexy times, pink is for this, like, you know, green is for, you know, plot twists that shocks me, you know, stuff like that, which is really, really cool.
Yeah.
But I have to remember that I'm also going into it as an author, not a reader.
Right. Correct.
These are readers doing these.
Yeah.
So,
Influencers, they need to read your book and do it to your book.
Yes. That is definitely an angle that can be partaken in.
Yes.
Yes.
100%.
Yeah. So the book I'm reading at the moment is all about like AI and basically protecting yourself from the future and, you know, but actually properly not, you know, like fear Skynet.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And it's funny because one of the things that he really goes on to is what Joanna Penn is always going on, which is basically let them see you.
Yeah.
Like, you know, yes, ChatGPT can write books, but it can't be human.
Exactly.
Be the difference.
I mean, like those, remember the thing that I did the other day with the, when I was testing it out and like telling it to embrace the stupid? It embraced the stupid, but in a stupid way.
Yeah, it didn't get the nuance. Exactly.
It didn't get it. It didn't get like, it couldn't tell a story that was, it just couldn't do a thing.
Yeah.
Couldn't do a thing.
No, definitely. And it can't do, you know, that thing of like an author always mentioning a color or, a temperature or something when a particular character is around.
Yeah.
To the point when, you know, at the end of a book, they mentioned another character feeling, you know, a particular, like a temperature drop. And the whole fan base went mental going, oh, my God, that character's back.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's no way AI could do that.
God, no. It can't do Easter eggs. It can't do loops. It can't do foreshadowing. It can't do any of that shit.
No. And even if I gave it the most detailed description of what to write.
Yep. Becomes the story.
Yeah, basically I have to describe it so hard that I write the book.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly right.
So,
yeah. Oh, fuck off. Seriously, if I'm going to have a landline going off like several times a day, I'm going to lose my shit.
Surely you can ask to take it off the hook.
I'm probably going to have to take it off the hook.
Or find where the ringer button is and turn it off down.
Right, yeah. Because I hope she realizes I don't answer phones, man. I'm not here to answer your phone. So
yes.
If somebody rings, not my problem.
Oh, the cat must have knocked it off. That's so weird.
Oh, no. Whatevs. Anyway.
You'll get through it.
Yeah, it'll be fine. It's fine. Mm. I need to get my Oh, my God, why is everything going off?
Too many things. Everything go away.
All the things. Audio, me. No, I'm just turning my phone to silent. Here we go. Fuck. Okay. Holy fuckballs. What? TikTok.
Yes. And cool. The authenticity, humanity thing.
Yeah. I remember when we were saying like, we'll do a thing about TikTok and then I can talk about the stuff. I don't remember why I wanted to talk about, I don't remember what I was thinking.
I know I had notes.
I think somewhere. I've got notes somewhere.
The last 6 minutes of this.
Yeah.
Outline the discussion I had with someone today. And where I felt like if I did what I was thinking and talking about, I would be a cheater.
Okay.
Because somebody's already doing that idea.
Do the thing.
So I was talking to a very clear neurodivergent person today for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I was running some therapy sessions that my kid will be getting into from next week.
Nice.
Which is essentially D&D for kiddies.
Oh, that's so good.
So good. And so we were just talking crap back and forth basically towards the end of it. And we were talking because he was explaining a business idea that he had.
Mm.
And I was like, yeah, no, like I'm like at the moment, like I'm really into like generative AI and this is Midjourney and this and that. And I'm talking about like Luke using it mm. and like writing stories alongside it. And I'm like, oh, they should totally do that in schools.
Yeah.
And it's like my brain went in split directions.
Yeah.
It went at the same time, wait. I'm really good at that shit. I could do that.
Yeah.
And then also it went, like, someone else does something like that. Going to schools, getting the kids to write stories.
Oh. Print books. Oh. But nothing like what you're talking about.
Nothing like it, but like it enough that my brain split.
So okay. So is the problem the cheating thing or is the problem the person?
No. I think if I'd known anyone doing that.
Yeah, okay.
Like, definitely slightly more because I do physically know that person.
Yeah.
But just, I don't know. I've that thing of, like, that's been done. Like, people are already doing that.
Yeah, but not. And also, I don't know if it's still being done.
Yeah, or, and definitely not.
Back to be bigger income.
So, yeah, but, yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, that was this afternoon where I got, like, just rolled up inside my brain.
Yeah.
About, like, cheating and, you know, what's this whole, like, authentic self thing?
Yeah.
Like, I've been so, like, don't do what anyone else is doing.
Leaves you very little to do.
But like, what about, yeah, and then that goes back onto that, like, me thinking I have nothing to offer because, well, everyone else is already doing all of that stuff.
Yeah. And there is, you know what, though, there is that whole push of, like, what is your unique thing? Like, how is yours different? And it's kind of like if you can't find that, it's like, well, it mustn't be, so I'm not unique, and I'm like, what's the point?
Yeah, there mustn't be anything.
Yeah. No, I get that. I feel that. I feel that way deep in my soul.
Yeah, that's where we are at the moment.
Shit. Yeah. It's like courses because, like, I've spoken about it before. It's like, you know, I used to do this, the 90-day, the writing course and whatnot.
Hmm.
And now, like, there's other courses that are called the same thing. There's other ones out there now called Right Now. I'm like, fuck you, man. Fuck you. It's... like, I'm not saying they've taken mine at all, not at all.
Yeah.
But, like, there's so many out there. And I remember when I created that course, there was somebody else running a course to teach people to write a book. And she'd written one book. And her whole thing was based on the who, when, where, what, how, why. Whereas mine, that was one module in one part.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and yet she was getting paid so much fucking more. And I'm like, what's the point? Like, if I can't compete with that, what's the point? What?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, I get you. I get you. I get you. And that's fucking frustrating.
It is. In this mental space of trying to figure out what I can offer.
Yeah.
I am coming up empty.
Yeah. It's hard to know what to offer when you see. It's hard to know what to offer. Someone's trying to say something and I don't know what it is.
Mm.
Oh, man, no, they've hit me against a wall. Okay, so somebody's trying to say something that I am not yet on board with and so I can't work it out.
Yep.
Does that make sense?
Someone has given you a piece of paper and said, read this.
Yeah.
And it's written in another language.
A different language. Correct.
I got it.
So I can't work out. So I can't even.
I physically cannot make this come out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I don't know what it is. I can't get any clarity around it. But somebody is like trying to say something. I'm like, I can't hear you.
Yeah. That's so funny.
They're trying to take over and push it through. But for some reason, the meat sack can't. Comprehended enough to share it.
Mm. Oh good. It'll figure itself out.
Maybe.
One day.
Yeah, we'll see. It will. It will. I just don't know when. It could be tomorrow. It could be 6 months.
one day you'll just like, hey, what's this about?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway, we're under a minute.
Yep. Anyway, existential.
We mentioned not TikTok.
I'm not even worried about the existentialism. It's the internal just emptiness.
We're messy.
Messy but made up of nothing.
Yes.
Somehow.
Messy but don't exist, so it doesn't matter.
We're mimes.
Oh,
bye.
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 Bye. Just keep saying bye until it cuts out. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. See, we're not doing bye erasure. Bye occlusion.
Bye, 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 bye. All the recognition of the bye. And the pans.
Bye. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us now. If you have any questions, suggestions, feedback, fan art, any of that deliciousness, email us at character.collective.podcast@gmail.com or message us directly via Anchor. Reminder, our new episodes are out every Wednesday, so like, follow, subscribe, and share. Click for notifications. And also, go to Medium and check out the Character Collective publication for a little sneak peek every Monday. So we'll meet you back here next Wednesday. Until then, check out the episode description for links to our social media, our websites, all those bits and pieces, and most importantly, links to our books so that you can go and read some really awesome stuff and let us know what you think. Unless you hate them, in which case, just